Hello everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project and you're listening to Anita Miles. This episode will celebrate Bloom's Day. I know, I didn't give any hints as I usually do, but I wanted to be a little mysterious. Bloom's Day is a commemorational and celebration day of the life of Irish writer James Joyce, observed annually in Dublin on June 16. I've mentioned him in the episode of St. Patrick's Day. He was one of the writers that wanted to write about his home city and in general Irish culture. Let's explain a bit what is the meaning behind Bloom's Day. Bloom is the surname of a character from the novel Ulysses, whose story takes place over a day precisely on Thursday 16, 1904, from 8 a.m. through to the early hours of the following morning. Even for me, that date is special, but in 2022, it was Thursday, and it was a memorable evening. Sorry, lately I've thought about it. What a coincidence that was. But I'll tell you later. Anyway, Mr. Leopold Bloom was one of the characters from this novel, whose key role in modernist literature is monumental. The idea of Bloom's Day as a formal celebration dates back to 1954, the 50th anniversary of the events depicted in Ulysses. But to be honest, it started back in 1924. I have a fun fact about James Joyce. He set his novel on the exact date he began his courtship with his future wife, a nerdy, pragmatic Galway woman with little interest in literature called Nora Barnacle. Be more specifically, their first date. Can you believe it? Their relationship continued for 37 years from that day on until Joyce died. You know, she played a fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little Galway girl. When I described Mr. Barnacle, I recall this song by Ed Sheeran about a man who meets a woman from Galway on the street outside a bar and they spend the evening together. Unexpected love as the one between Mr. Joyce and Miss Barnacle, even if both were Irish. Anyway, unfortunately, the novel Ulysses was published on another occurrence. Joyce's 40th birthday on February 2nd, 1922. Ulysses is divided into 3 marked parts and consists in 18 episodes, which are not titled or edited, but in the various editions, the breaks between episodes are indicated in different ways. I was wondering to read it, and I started almost 2 weeks ago. If I should be honest, it is not an easy book to read or to understand, and it could be a little bit confusing. Till now, I've read 6 episodes. So, it means I've finished the first part, told from the point of view of Stephen Dedalus, called as well Kinch, a part-time teacher who was the protagonist of another novel in which he was a student. A portrait of the artist as a young man. Right now, I am at the beginning of the second part, told by Leopold Bloom, a Jewish advertisement agent. And then there is the third part, which I haven't even started, will introduce the figure of Molly Bloom, Leopold's unfaithful wife. I'll write for sure a blog post to explain the plot better, because this novel used various narrative styles, including the stream of consciousness technique, which is a way to depict the multitudinous thoughts and feelings that pass through the mind of the narrator, in this case both Leopold and Kinch. There are different themes and analogies, since the title recalls a Greek hero from the Odyssey, written by Homer. In general, the novel gives a point of view of Dubliners with some parodic and allusive tones. Really complex to describe everything without even finishing this long novel. This is the goal that I set till the end of the month. It is not the only famous novel written by James Joyce, but it is the one that inspired this occurrence. Bloomsday celebrations come in many different forms, including readings, performances, and visiting the places in the novel, but as well as dressing up like the characters in Edwardian fashion for one day. A bowler hat, a waistcoat, or a full-length dress. Bloomsday is a day in which I think we should let thoughts flow freely on paper and try to leave frustration behind us. Reading Ulysses can be frustrating, to be honest, but needs patience. But if you are not able to read a more than 900-page novel, and this depends on the edition you choose to read, I may suggest to you the other two important novels written by James Joyce. Before, I've mentioned A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, which tells the story of Stephen Dedalus, who is a sort of writer's alter ego, a young Irishman from earliest childhood until he decides to leave Ireland for Paris and become a writer. The other one is Dubliners, which is a collection of 15 short stories depicting Irish middle-class life in and around Dublin. The restrictive routines and everyday life mark the characters who are trapped in circles of frustration, restraint, and violence. Each story explores in different ways the concept of epiphany, in which a character experiences self-understanding or illumination. Till now, I've read only the Sisters and An Encounter story. James Joyce is a particular author whose works are still a way to explore the Irish society of his times differently. I always wish to go and explore Ireland. And maybe one day I will walk the same streets described in Ulysses. Who knows when? But for now, stay tuned for more XXO Anita Miles.